be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." He had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes open?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. Then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay in my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, till they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He could speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I don't know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. This man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." He answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. And now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be home. I was, for those of you who didn't know, I was on a 12-day pilgrimage for the Jubilee year in France and in Italy. And it was a very special pilgrimage for me in many ways, but particular because I was with my home parish where I grew up. And a lot of the pilgrims on this journey have known me since I was in kindergarten. So when I offered to hear confessions, not one person went the whole time, all right? No prophet in his homeland, as they say. But I've been blessed to lead 11 pilgrimages now. And in particular, this one stood out because it was a Jubilee year. But a miracle happened where every single person got along. And the 12 days we were together, there wasn't one argument. Everybody showed up on time, and when we landed at LAX, we still wanted to see each other. But on Wednesday, we went to see the Spanish Steps early morning, and we had limited time because we were headed to a chapel. We got special permission to go to a chapel not far from the Spanish Steps in Rome, and the other priest I was with, he's actually my classmate. He arranged this, and he was very excited that we were going there. And whenever I lead a pilgrimage, I'm always at the end, because my job is to make sure everybody stays on track to our next spot. And as we left the Spanish Steps, and we were going to the chapel, which we were going to meet a Vatican diplomat there, all of a sudden, I looked up, and half the group split up. And I thought, what did I miss? So I followed the person in front of me, and where this group was headed was not a chapel. They ended up somewhere where every American goes to abroad, McDonald's. I didn't have my earpiece in, and I didn't know that we weren't supposed to go there. I thought we were on a break. So I'm like, you know what? I've been out of the country for 10 days. Let me order some food. And I was doing that, and the tour guide came in and said, "Father, what are you doing here leading these people to McDonald's?" And she was really mad at me. I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "We're supposed to be a block away in the chapel." And I said, "Well, I already ordered the food. I got to eat it." So when we were... So half the group was with me, and when we got to the chapel, we all put like 20 bags of McDonald's on the outside, right? And I was guilty because I wasn't paying attention like I should have. But aren't we all guilty of that at times, of not really paying attention to the moment? And that's what this gospel is about today. We have the beautiful image of the man born blind. The man born blind who, at no fault of his own, was born with blindness. But those around him didn't see it that way. And my friends, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, Jesus is asking us to look at the blindness around us, to have better focus, to pay better attention. So how do we acknowledge this blindness in our lives? We're all guilty of blindness to how we exclude others and make people feel unwelcome, do we not? We put people in boxes and we label people. Our job as disciples is to make people feel closer to Christ, to make people feel more welcome. But what do we see in the gospel? That they were not happy that Jesus healed the man born blind, but rather they still wanted to exclude him. But how often we do that in our own lives when we rush to judgment? We talk ill of people. Our Lord is telling us to open your eyes to the goodness in front of you, to not exclude people, but to bring people closer. Our blindness keeps us living in the past as well. It took a lot of courage for the man born blind to seek Jesus out. He was mocked for it. But what is Jesus telling us today at this gospel? To get up and keep going. That the past is done. The past could be very painful, could it not? And it could paralyze us almost, where we don't know how to live anymore when we've gone through trauma. Losing a loved one, being affected by a natural disaster, or pain in your life. But the man born blind teaches us to move forward towards Jesus always. Now, our blindness is also a form of stubbornness. Because sometimes God's asking us to go in a different direction. And we refuse to change because we think we know what's best always. And that could lead to a form of arrogance where we think we're better than people. So my dear friends, Jesus wants to heal all of us. But we cannot be healed if we don't stay focused on him. We need to stay focused on what's important in life, which is being compassionate, by striving not to be so judgmental of each other, by making time for Jesus and getting rid of those distractions in our life, by being better than your pastor and actually listening so you don't end up in the wrong direction like I did at McDonald's, okay? But there are so many things that are pulling us away from our Lord. But what this gospel is telling us is there's so much goodness around us. That every single one of you is good. I hope you believe that and know that. God loves you so much. He loves you for your imperfections. He loves you when you make mistakes. He will always love you. But it's our job to bring that love to one another in a world that so desperately needs it. So we have a decision to make. We could be like those Pharisees who thought they were so much better than everybody and kept people out. Or we could be like Jesus and bring people in. So my friends, we have a lot of work to do. There are a lot of people hurting. A lot of people don't feel welcomed. A lot of people feel like they've faced rejection. And how wonderful it would be is that through your love and compassion, you brought them the goodness of Jesus. So I'm so blessed because every Sunday I get to stand in front of you and I get to see the goodness in you. And I know the good people that you are. But today our Lord is asking us to open our eyes to those around who need us the most. So how are you going to respond to that? Who in your life have you excluded or looked down upon? And how are you going to love them more and bring them back to the love of Jesus Christ? Amen. So who is it you're going to reach out to on this fourth Sunday of Lent?